More news now, and a BBC magazine places three Norfolk-born women in the top 25 of those who've changed the world.
A trio of influential Norfolk-born figures have been named among the top 25 women who changed the world. The poll was carried out by the BBC History magazine, which has revealed the top 100 women as chosen by its readers. The 25th position was Elizabeth Fry. Diana, Princess of Wales, was in 15th place, and Boudicca was one place ahead of the late royal. Charlotte Hodgman, BBC History magazine deputy editor, said, "The poll has shone a light on some truly extraordinary women from history, many of whose achievements and talents were overlooked in their own lifetimes. I'm sure the full list will provoke conversation and debate." Elizabeth Fry, née Gurney, was born in Norwich in 1780 off Magdalen Street. Diana, Princess of Wales, who died in 1997, was born in 1961 at Park House, Sandringham. She was baptized at St. Mary Magdalene Church, Sandringham, and grew up in Park House. Boudicca, who united Britannic tribes against Roman rule in 60 AD, was born in Norfolk. She was the warrior queen of the Iceni, a Celtic tribe that lived in the area now covered by Norfolk, Suffolk, and Cambridgeshire during the late Iron Age. The list is topped by the scientist Marie Curie, with others in the top 10, including civil rights campaigner Emmeline Pankhurst, former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, and nurse Florence Nightingale.
The latest phase of a scheme that could see 69 new flats in the city centre is up for decision this week, with councillors recommended to approve the plans. A company called Flagstaff 2 is looking to convert office space on the upper levels of the Boar's Head Yard and at numbers 1 to 17 Wesselgate into 60 new apartments, with the remaining 9 to be delivered through 2 additional stories. It's the latter that goes before City Hall this week, with members of the City Council's Planning Committee to decide on whether the new stories can be built. The plan will see office space that's been vacant for a number of years brought back into use, but will also result in the loss of one of the shops in the Wesselgate Parade. The applicants have set out number 9 Wesselgate, a vacant unit next door to the Adnams Brewery shop, to be the development's main entrance.
It started as a simple act of concern for rough sleepers around Norwich, and after pulling together a team of like-minded and determined children helped raise £735 for the homelessness and housing charity Shelter. The idea for a family fun day at the Topcroft Social Club was thought up by Elsie Bullock Dye, 7, from Thanes Lane in East Runton, who became upset after seeing homeless people on the streets. Along with around 8 other homeschooled youngsters from Norfolk, aged 5 to 7, she organized what homemade crafts the group would sell and what activities families would enjoy. Around 200 people came to the successful fundraiser.
The City of Norwich Half Marathon and Larkin Gowan have announced that the East Anglian Air Ambulance will be its new charity partner for the race in 2019 and beyond. The East Anglian Air Ambulance operates helicopters from 2 bases, Norwich and Cambridge, plus several ground response vehicles. Last year alone, it undertook 2,844 missions around the region, 253 of them night flights. Sophie Emmanuel, community fundraiser at the East Anglian Air Ambulance, said, "We're absolutely thrilled to have been chosen as the charity partner for the Norwich Half Marathon next year. As a charity, we rely on the support of the community to help keep our helicopters in the sky. Our doctors and critical care paramedics provide life-saving advanced A&E level care. This fantastic event will go a long way to helping us do just that. We would encourage everyone to get involved, take on the challenge, raise money for a local charity, and have lots of fun in the process."